Hey everybody, it's me, Keisha Boston from The Keisha Boston Show, your podcast giving you the best in self-help, which should keep you smiling, laughing. Most importantly, it should encourage your heart, give you gas and the faith and the hope to keep on keeping on another day. You will not believe this. First of all, I had recorded this episode at 1:20. I feel like my voice is about to give up. It's 1:26 a.m., y'all. I need to go in the house. I'm in the car doing this because I wanted to do this while it's fresh in my mind. And pretty much, you know, before I go to bed, because I'm liable to forget tomorrow. And I'm sitting here. I recorded a whole episode. And I had to name it. And I was going through all these names. And I was like, this. I was like, me, myself, and I. Then I was like, no. And then I came up with the episode title of what this is telling me the truth. And I was like, wow, I don't think I talked about telling me the truth that much. And one of the benefits of telling, well, what comes from telling me the truth, and that's something that we need to do, just comes from us being transparent with ourselves. Like, if we can't be open and honest with ourselves, then what are we doing? Like, if we can't really, really tell the truth to ourselves, we're lying to ourselves. And I don't even understand why, because nobody really knows what you worked out with yourself but yourself, if that makes sense. And one thing I learned in life, I learned to be, one, be transparent with people who I should and can be transparent with at times. But I also learned later on in life was that I needed to require a certain level of transparency within and also for myself. If I like something, I'm trying to figure out, why do I like it? If I don't like something, if I really hate something, I'm trying to figure out, what do I really hate? If I have these feelings and these emotions, I'm trying to process them for myself. That's how I am. I'm trying to figure out, okay, so why am I feeling like this? Well, what's going on? And I also look at the patterns. I know that if it's around the time where my cycle's about to come, and if I'm feeling extra lovey-dovey or extra emotional, and, you know, I want to just get affection and just hug a little couple seconds longer, like, I understand where that is coming from. And because I see my pattern. And so I just wanted to tell you guys that it's time to be honest with yourself. Like, work out your emotions and your feelings, your thoughts, and most importantly, your patterns with yourself, so that you can understand where things are coming from, so that you can process all these feelings and these emotions. Because if I can't be honest with myself, then I don't understand. And being honest with yourself is all within yourself. Other people don't know. Like I said, I'm open and honest with myself, and most of the time I keep that which I'm open and honest with myself, because that's for me to understand. I don't expect people to understand what I understand for myself, because that's how people, that's how you get judgment, that's how you get confusion. And I'm not about that. If I worked it out with myself, and if I made peace with it, and if I understand it, I don't need validation from other people, nor do I need a conflict or confusion on my peace and on my situation that I worked out with myself. Ooh, high five. I'm giving Jesus and myself high five. So I just want to encourage you guys to be open and honest with yourself. Have that transparency within yourself. I promise you, it'll help you out and the sun will shine a little brighter. And if it doesn't, let me know. Hit me up on Twitter at Keisha Boston or Instagram, because, you know, I'm flexing on the gram. Like, hey, hit me up on the gram at Keisha Boston as well. Thank you guys so much. I am going in the house because it's done. I'm done, y'all. Y'all take care. I love you. Deuces.